Día de los Muertos by Abelardo B. Delgado. He was a teenager in Los Angeles confronted with the difference between the two cultures regarding the traditions about death and memories. And he writes in Spanglish, and I will read it, but I'll start with English. The orchards regenerate, and so do the dead. On the day of the dead, we can talk with our loved ones who have passed away. Renacen los huertos, también los muertos. El día de los muertos, por 7 minutos, podemos platicar con los seres queridos fallecidos. I remember tagging along, chasing my abuela to El Campo Santo to sell paper flowers to make the somber tombs bright. That was back in Mexico. I was only 7 years old. Here in the U.S., los muertos are personas non gratas. Here we do not wish to hold dialogue with the muertos. They remind us we too will eventually join them. Here there is no luto, there are no novenas or puños de tierra. Here in the U.S., the idea is to hide, to ignore the dead, or to even avoid death in our conversations. In Mexico, la muerte is well known. She's la talaca, a feminine figure. Our Puerto Rican brothers and sisters call her la flaca. Talking with the dead is necessary to remind ourselves to enjoy our lives and not to go about as if we had already died and nobody said goodbye or cried.